in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything. I've got no strings to hold me down. That's right.
Oh,
I'm Jace.
Cute.
That actually makes me mad. That was really irritating.
Oh.
Sorry.
I loved it.
That really, that was
upsetting.
Is it
going to bring back memories?
Oh, okay. Well, then
bad memories?
No, Lex, don't worry about it. Lex, let me try this. I'm sorry. Lex, let me apologize to Kenny. I'm really sorry that they irritated you. Let me try another one.
That sounds genuine.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour right here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything.
It's a world of laughter, a world of
cheers. Headsets on.
That's better.
But by punishing me, you just punished all the My Talkers listening, because now that song is in their head for the rest of the morning.
Oh, yep.
It's
a small world.
Is that ride still functioning in Disney
yes.
World proper?
Oh, it's... Yeah. Oh, it always has a nice line. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That ride needs to go. That song needs to be outlawed. Let's cancel that song.
Yeah.
Oh, that was enjoyable for
me. Let's remix that.
Yeah. We're going to begin with a very special guest. Alexis, would you like to do the honors? Who do we have
today?
Yes,
happy to. Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly. We just talked to Liz, and we met her through their phone companion program. And on the line, we have Ann Fosco. She runs Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, and we're so excited to have you. Hi. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, and you are cracking me up. I don't actually run Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, but I am one of seven people who together make Little Brothers happen. And just so you know, I also have a very large head, so I feel it's a good company.
Oh, yes!
Amen! Thank you! We're not alone!
Of course.
Did you see Alexis's driver's license photo?
I did not. I can't wait to see it, however.
Yeah, check it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ann is the Community Impact Director.
Correct.
That's your official title.
Correct.
Very okay, there you go. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your big head camaraderie with
us. Made for radio.
That's right. Can you, Ann, let's start off kind of simply for folks that are maybe new to us, they love Liz, but they're not quite sure. How did you guys meet Liz? Can you describe Little Brothers to the folks, what you guys do, your mission, so to speak?
I am so happy to. Thank you so much. So if you don't know, Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly is a volunteer-led organization here in Minnesota, and we have one mission. And that is to relieve isolation and loneliness for older adults. And it's really simple how we can do that. We create connections. We create opportunity for companionship. We bring people together, which just in turn then leads to healthy aging and well-being. It's a simple solution to a very complex problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
Love that. Erasing loneliness through simple acts of friendship. And that's how you build community. Can you give us an idea of how many elder friends are in your program, mm-hmm. and also how many volunteers?
Sure. So last year, we just, finished our stats. We served about 360 older adults. Through our programs, and I can tell you a little bit about that. And we have, I think at last count, there's like 450 volunteers. So it's a huge, wonderful, dedicated core of people working on this mission together.
Very cool. So we wanted to talk about, with Liz, which was supposed to be a surprise, but our boss, our boss has ruined it.
Whoops.
Ah,
It's okay, but because the overall goal here is to make the elder people in the community that don't know about Little Brothers, maybe in her building, or people that are already involved in your program, give them a Valentine. So we're collecting those Valentines. At first, when we had the idea, we thought, ooh, is this going to be overwhelming to Little Brothers? Because I know that you are suspending right now some of your in-home visit programs because of COVID.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Are you going to be okay with the
influx,
of Valentines that we're collecting?
First of all, I cannot tell you how thrilled we are to be involved in this Valentine project with My Talkers. You know, it, especially because really it's a day that does what? Celebrates friendship and love.
Yeah.
And that's who we are. So it's amazing.
Yes.
And also, I don't know if people realize that the simple gesture of a handwritten card really means so much to people, especially now, right? Cold, dark. Mm-hmm. A Valentine in your mailbox will bring just a little bit of warmth and brightness into your life, you know, especially if you're feeling kind of alone, maybe you're isolated. We have the pleasure of partnering with many older adult communities in the Twin Cities, including, of course, where Liz lives.
Yeah.
And so that is our key to the Valentine project. Depending on the number of Valentines My Talkers send in, and I'm assuming there will be lots from your fan base.
They're rolling in.
Yeah, we get them every day. That's great.
That is so exciting. But so that's what we're going to do. We've already talked to the folks over at Liz's building, and we will deliver Valentines to the folks who live there. As Liz just said, what did she say, 20 stories or something?
Yeah.
So there's over 200 apartments, and they're not just single apartments. Anyway, our goal, everybody who lives in Liz's building will get a Valentine.
Oh,
that is our
awesome.
Goal.
Awesome.
Oh.
And if there are more, we have more partners. Trust me, there is a person who would love a Valentine, and we will make that connection between My Talk and those people. So it's a win-win.
We're talking to Anne from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. And, you know, Dawn was so good several years ago when she brought brought attention to Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly to this show, and then to My Talk in general. And she waved the flag and felt the same way I did. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I always, you know, and I think people think that it requires a lot of time to make a difference. And it really doesn't. I mean, it's a small commitment. And I know this sounds like a cliche or a promo line, but it's a small commitment that can really make a big difference. Am I right on that, Anne?
You are so right, Jason. So at Little Brothers, we love holidays, right? We love holidays, especially Valentine's Day. But we also say loneliness doesn't take a holiday.
Right.
It's there 365 days a year for some people.
Yeah.
So for people like Dawn or My Talkers who are listening, if you want to take that next step to help alleviate some of that loneliness and isolation, we can make that happen. We can connect you with another person. Like Liz, they can't guarantee they'll all be as funny as Liz, but like Liz, and you develop a friendship. You can, you know, right now we're really suggesting people call, write letters, you know, just extend a hand of friendship. Maybe when the weather's nice, you go for a walk. It's not a huge time commitment. It's whatever works for the two people involved in the friendship. I know some older adults hear from their volunteers every day. Others, that doesn't work. It's, you know, a visit here and there. It's a phone call to let them know I'm thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about how that friendship grows and is nurtured. And it's up to the people involved. So it's a little bit, another cliche, goes a long way.
Yeah.
You have a variety of different programs where people can take a look at it and say, how much time commitment do I have? You know, you have, you know, different types of, you know, getting involved where, you know, people can just focus on doing things for the holidays, or they can do this phone companion program. So there are different levels of commitment is what I guess I'm trying to say.
You are exactly right. So the Elder Friends Phone Companion Program is how you met Liz. That is our connection one-to-one, volunteer and older adult in the community to develop a friendship. But we also have a new program called Coffee Talk. I don't know if you have heard about Coffee Talk.
Yes, it's like a party line, right?
Well, it's a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. So Coffee Talk is a call-in phone line for older adults. So you don't have to wait for someone to call you or to get off work or to pick you up. You want to talk to somebody, you call us. Coffee Talk is, the lines are answered by volunteers Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. Call up, talk about whatever's on your mind, share a story, have a laugh. There's a lot of laughter. But also, it's an opportunity to connect with somebody if an older adult is feeling kind of down or alone. It's whatever the need is, Coffee Talk can try to meet that need in that given time. So, and it's really been fun. I just have to say this. It's been fun for the volunteers too. When you call and connect with a volunteer, they are enjoying the conversation just as much as the callers do. They get so much out of it. So it's really barrier free. It's there. We're there when you need it. Grab your morning beverage. Mine happens to be Diet Coke, but you know, a Diet Coke line didn't sound really good on the brochure. So,
yeah, right.
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
That's so true.
Now, it's a fun time.
If my talkers are listening and going, hey, I want to be involved in that, I want to volunteer, it's very easy to do that. And I also see here that you do background checks, which is very good. Smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyone who wants to be involved in our programs, really the easiest thing to do is go to our website. You're right. It's so simple. You sign up. You do a background check. We now, of course, our volunteer training is videos and PowerPoints and things available to folks online so they don't have to get it together in a group right now. But we also then do personal, follow-up with each volunteer. It is so simple and slick and, well, I'll just say it. Everybody should do it. Go
Absolutely.
To the website and take a look.
Well, thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for joining us today, and have fun. Have fun getting those cards.
Oh my gosh, we cannot wait! It'll be so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. There's Anne, everyone.
And thank you, My Talkers, for all your Valentines. If you go to mytalk1071.com, the address is there, and how to do it, and how we're going to distribute them. So, thank you. They're rolling in, and it's just so cool to see.